Good day, everyone, and welcome to episode 55 of This Week in Testing. It's Simon here. I'm the community lead at Ministry of Testing. And welcome to our regular listeners. Very much appreciate you being here. And also a warm welcome to those who are new to This Week in Testing. So we're going to spend the next hour having a good old chit chat about how your week has been. So in about 15 minutes or so, I invite you to come up on stage. You can share what you've been up to, join the conversation wherever we may be, wherever it may go. There's no real plan for today other than to discuss important topics relating to the world of testing, QA, and quality engineering. Wonderful. So if you do come up on stage, be mindful that this is an official Ministry of Testing event. So we do have a code of conduct, which you can find at ministryoftesting.com. Head to the footer and you'll see a link to conduct. So please be mindful of that. All right. So how has your week been? What have you been up to? Well, there's a lot been going on in the community. So I'm going to just spend a few moments just sharing some things that have been happening. And then we can dive into some particular topics. So maybe as I'm sharing some of these things, have a think about if they're connected to what you're up to at the moment. And then maybe you can get yourself up on stage in a bit, or we can explore those topics in a bit more detail. Okay, so we've recently updated the Ministry of Testing scholarship page. So if you head over to ministryoftesting.com/scholarship, so we are committed to matching all funds that are raised and donated by the community. And we've been doing this since 2017. And we have the scholarship fund, and anyone can apply to it. And it can be used towards a professional membership, a certification, or perhaps attending our Test Bash conference. And we want to call out everyone who donates to the scholarship fund. So Ministry of Testing pay anyone who contributes to something to do with Ministry of Testing, whether it's an article, a talk, all sorts of various other things. And there is a high number of people that donate their fee to the scholarship fund. And we recently updated all our numbers on that. So we have had £51,670.42 donated by the community to the scholarship fund since it started, which is absolutely incredible. And as Ministry of Testing, we match that. So the total fund is just over £103,000. And we have a remaining fund of about £50,000. So please do, if you're need a bit of support with your career growth in the world of testing, then please do head over to the scholarship page and put yourself forward. And a huge kudos and thanks to anyone who donates their fees. We see you and we hear you. Talking of community, we've got a few more events coming very soon. So yeah, there's a couple more meetups have popped up actually. So it's exciting to see that. We've got one in Manchester on the 19th of September. And then we've got one in Leeds on the 26th of September. So if you're in or near those areas in the UK, then do check out the events page on ministryoftesting.com/events. For those folks who are interested in Test Bash, which is our annual conference, which is happening next month. Wow, I can say that now. Next month in September, Test Bash in Brighton in the United Kingdom. We have an Ask Me Anything session. So if you're unsure about attending, or you already have your ticket, but you've got some questions about it, do come along to the Ask Me Anything Test Bash social that we're having online next week. So again, you can see that on our events page. Talking of Test Bash, we have a competition running at the moment. If you look on our Ministry of Testing LinkedIn page, we are running a competition where if you name a planet, you could win a Test Bash ticket. So you might have noticed that Ministry of Testing has become a little bit more planet focused. So we are building a testing planet. Hence why we have rebranded our logo to include a planet in it. You are part of this planet. What we're doing now is part of the testing planet, is part of Ministry of Testing. So we thought, hey, let's have some fun with that. There's already been some brilliant entries looking at what's come in. Oh my goodness me. The community is a very, very creative bunch. I like the one from Charles Penn, which uses a play on the drop table, which would be a great name for a planet. We've got Testara from Jesse Barclay, Encytopia from Ida Koops. Yogita Testara. Oh, there you go. Ben Doan, Colab Artorias Major. Very nice. Script Test Error from Mariam. I like that one, Mariam. I believe is in the audience today. That's very cool. So yeah, keep your planet names coming and you can win a ticket to Test Bash. Great. We've got some celebrations to be had with the community. You see a number of people have started new roles. So I usually say big congratulations or big congrats, but we now call it bug congrats. I once made a typo saying big congrats and said bug congrats, and it's kind of stuck. So bug congrats to the following people. Callum Akehurst Ryan, who is a big collaborator and contributor to the Ministry of Testing community. Congrats, Callum. Callum has landed a job as a staff quality engineer at ArtLogic. And he says he can't wait to meet everyone and start championing quality and testing. Congrats, Callum. Great news. Shweta Sharma, who's contributed to Ministry of Testing on a number of occasions. She starts a new position as Director of Quality Engineering at RT Camp. Congrats, Shweta. Very, very cool. And bug congrats to Alexandra Moreira on her new role as Director of Quality Engineering at BrainPop. Very cool. And finally, William Carlos. Notice that William starts a new position as a QA manager at Drone Shield. So it's happening. And I do appreciate there are a lot of people looking for work right now, but hopefully we're sharing those stories. It can encourage you, if you are open to work right now, that there are opportunities out there and people are landing work. Talking of which, I noticed that Brian Sheen is based in Scotland and is open to a test analyst or senior test analyst role. So do look up Brian Sheen on LinkedIn. Thomas Bone is looking for a mid to senior level QA engineer position, full-time remote hybrid in Southern Ontario, Canada. That's great. And we are encouraging people to tag the Ministry of Testing LinkedIn page to say you are open to work, and we will repost to our network of 100,000 followers. We want to make sure that your voice is heard out there, that people get to know you, they can look at your profile and understand your skills and experience and perhaps how you might help them. So please do that if you haven't done so already and you are looking for work. A few jobs we spotted. Now hiring the junior QA engineer in Solihull, West Midlands in the UK. We spotted that there's someone looking for like a sort of part-time contract role. Just a quote, they said, anyone out there, a QA wizard and looking for a bit of contractor work, we could use some QA expertise to sync up with our dev team as we're planning a release to ensure it's all smooth. We're estimating the workload to be 2 to 4 hours, 1 to 2 times a month. So nice little side gig there if anyone's looking for that. Again, all of this information I will include in next week's software testing news newsletter. So every Monday, we put out a newsletter which pulls in a lot of the information shared on This Week in Testing, plus much, much more. If you're not yet subscribed to the newsletter, head over to ministryoftesting.com/newsletter, and then you can receive that once a week. It goes out as an email. It also goes out via LinkedIn, and you can also access it on our website. We see that Epic Games or Twinmotion is hiring a quality assurance and test person in Montreal, Quebec. And also another reminder that we do have a jobs board and there's a few roles on there at the moment. So just head over to ministrytesting.com/jobs. Okie dokes. It was good to see Alexander Romanov. They shared a really handy career progression chart the other day. So again, if you're not following Alexander Romanov, he hosts a podcast mostly in Ukrainian, and sometimes there are English editions of the podcast. But yeah, Alexander's doing really good things with the community. And I thought if you have a look at his profile on LinkedIn, you'll see a post. And it's this really nifty little chart that kind of gives people ideas of where they might take their career. So definitely worth checking out. And I think, you know, there's definitely opportunity for Alexander to do more with Ministry of Testing, and maybe we've got an opportunity to put out some articles related to career growth, because he's got some great experiences and opinions on that. It's good to see Melissa Fisher, who happens to be speaking at Test Bash this year. A recent post about self-reflection and the importance of self-reflection. And if you head to her blog, so I start with finding Melissa Fisher on LinkedIn, you'll find a link to her blog post. It's called Internal Dialogue, Self-Reflection and Daily Improvements, The Road to a Senior Quality Engineer. And there's a really good short yet handy set of questions to ask yourself each day and at the end of each week. I won't give them away because I want to encourage you to head over to find Melissa and get on that blog. But they're really cool, really powerful stuff. So thank you, Melissa, for sharing that with the community. I saw that Hanan Raymond put out a message on the club. So the club is our forum where you can hang out with lots of other testing professionals. And Hanan was wondering if he was chasing too many skill sets at once and wanted to get some advice. So if you have any thoughts, if you head over to the club, look for that post from Hanan. He's trying to work out, like, am I trying to do too much at once? Should I niche down and focus on a specific set of skills, or should I remain becoming more of a generalist? So he's, you know, just looking for a bit of advice from the community to help him out there. Final thing on career growth, another really good post from one of our Test Bash hosts, Lee Rathbone. He is really encouraging folks to not mind the gap in your CV or resume. If you find Lee's post on LinkedIn, it's a really good one. Kind of the summary is that I think a lot of companies can get a bit obsessed with when there is a gap in your CV or resume and question, you know, whether this person is good enough because they have those gaps. Lee and myself included on this, basically saying, whatever, that doesn't mean anything. So don't doubt yourself when you do have gaps. Just focus on what value you might be able to add to that company, and what skills and experience you can bring to the table, and how you might add to the culture of that company. So thank you, Lee, for sharing that. Lee also included a link to a useful template when it comes to thinking about your CV and resume. So that's definitely worth checking out. Okay, folks, well, it's come to that time where we should open it up to the audience. So what has been happening in your week? I would love to hear you. And you're also talking about hearing. You're probably going to hear me pouring a cup of tea in the background here. Sorry about that. But I've just got to grab my cuppa before we dive on in. But I would love to hear from the community today. What's been happening? What are you focusing on? What tools have you been trying? What questions do you have for the community? You know, let's start a conversation. We've got another 45 minutes to get stuck in, and we go from there. So I see Vivek has put their hand up. So Vivek, let's get you up on stage.
Hello.
Hi, Simon. Simon, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Vivek. Yeah, there's a little bit of background noise, but it seems to have eased off now. So I can hear you loud and clear. Vivek, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Simon. So how are you?
Ah, good stuff. Yeah, I'm good. Thank you for asking. How's your weekend testing then?
Weekend testing is okay. So I am currently associated with a new company where currently I am focusing on reducing the test execution time of the test scripts. So it's an independent test automation framework, which is in-house for the company. So I have recently joined, and I'm almost about to complete a month. And the test automation scripts, which used to take execution time as almost 24 hours, I have reduced it to almost 1 hour. So that is significant achievement. So I'm parallelly more progressing in that aspect.
Oh, well, many congrats. That's epic, right? So first up for you know, hitting your month milestone at this company, and then that reduction by 23 hours. Oh my goodness me. What would you say was some of the kind of key things that you had to do to get yourself to, you know, find a way to reduce the runtime?
Yeah, so how it was working earlier here, that a single process was executing the test one by one, okay? So we have something called PY test X dist. So which is a parallel runner for PY test. So I incorporated that. And also in a single test, I incorporated the thread pool executor of Python, which spawns the threads from one process. So parallelly workers are working and one process is spawning the threads in a particular test case, which significantly reduces the test execution time.
Very nice. Very nice. And how, because we recently put out a question on the club. It was a poll around, do you delete tests? And we've put it out to the community. I can't remember the results off the top of my head because they're still coming in. But yeah, curious, did you have to go through a process of deleting lots of like redundant tests? Or how did you like make those decisions and be brutal? Or was it a case of keeping all tests and it's just about reducing time through threading?
So what I personally believe is when a thread is working, there will be always a common code block across the threads, which will be executing again and again. So rather than incorporating those statements again and again in the test, we should have a common block, which can be incorporated in a single test calling the function. And then it will significantly reduce the statement lines of the test automation framework or the test scripts. So, and also we should also focus on the optimization of the statements which are written in a single file. There can be, if I say there can be a for loop to iterate in a list, but then we can write a list comprehension to reduce that. So similarly goes with the dictionary and dict comprehension. So there are a lot of ways to achieve the same code in less number of lines, which is also efficient with respect to execution. So I focus in that aspect.
Very good. That's very cool. And what sort of conversations have you had to have with the wider team? Or was it more of a case of you were left to it and it's like, go and optimize and sort this out, Vivek? Or what sort of collaboration did you have to focus on?
Pardon, can you come again?
Yeah, sure. Let me repeat that. I'll try and say it another way. So did you work by yourself to do this, or did you have to have lots of conversations with various team members and stakeholders?
So I'm being very honest with you. I want to open this source so that folks who have joined in this meet can also be efficient with respect to their deadlines in their day-to-day work. So they should incorporate the AI, the power of AI, while doing coding. So if they are still practicing the old school style where they are learning a language and then writing code line by line and debugging line by line, they should not do that. They should rely on the AI code scripts. And then when the AI gives you a code block, you should work on that code block to make it customized as per your need. So that's how I do it. So I have a plugin in my PyCharm by which I achieve it. And yeah.
Good on you for making good use of AI. I think, yeah, certainly if not on your radar, Vivek, and other folks listening today, we have a 30 days of AI in testing challenge that we put out. We ran it live back in March 2024. Yeah, it's still all available. So if you head over to ministryoftesting.com, do a keyword search for 30 days of AI in testing, you'll see a big list of challenges. And it's a way for folks who are completely new to the world of AI to dive a lot deeper, kind of the reasons why we have it, some of the risks associated with it. We then run some challenges where you do some prompt engineering. You then review those prompts. You then help create test strategies and test data. Just kind of gives people a bit of a flavor as to how it might help you and support test data generation or test code generation as well. So yeah, it's worth checking out, folks, if that one's not on your radar. But it sounds like, Vivek, yeah, you've been having some great experiences. So yeah, congratulations.
Thank you, Simon. And currently I'm going through a phase where I'm feeling happy at workplace. So yeah, it's really, I would say my good days in my career. So yeah, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity and I wish you.
Wonderful. And that's so cool to hear that, right? I mean, it's so important for us in our work environment to feel good about things and where we are in our career. So that's lovely to hear that, Vivek. And yeah, stick around. Like, feel free to stay on stage. If you want to drop back down into the audience, you're more than welcome, but you're more than welcome to stay up on stage and continue the conversation as I start bringing other people up here. And if not, we will see you around the community. Thanks so much.
I'll stay here. Maybe I can give more inputs while the other folks speak.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Cool. So I've just popped you on mute there, Vivek, and I'm going to bring Tammy up on stage. Tammy, welcome. It's good to see you again.
The same here. Thank you, Simon.
Excellent. And how's your week been? What's been happening?
I'm going good. I guess since it's like August, where I live at, it's been progressing, not moving so much because people are going on vacation, which is including me. So it's really been good to be able to catch up on some of the things that that was backlogged where I work at. So it's good. So my question is, right now, I just need advice. I'm not sure. I'm interested in taking the ISTQB, but I'm not sure if that would be, how would it help me in the long run for my job? I've been on this job for almost 2.5 years, going on 3. So I'm not sure how that would actually help, or should I direct my other focus somewhere else instead of taking ISTQB?
And just to clarify, Tammy, is this the, am I right in thinking the ISTQB like foundation certificate, or is this another one, like Agile Tester or the advanced one? Or
it's the foundations.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'd love to throw that out to the audience. So any folks listening, let me bring you up on stage. I think I saw Alexander and Lee put their hands up in relation to this question. Isaren, I can see that you're there as well, and Madhu, but I'm assuming you did jump in before. So I'm going to bring Alexander and Lee and see if they can help you out here, Tammy. One moment.
Hello, hello.
Hey, Alexander. Hi there. Welcome to the stage. Were you jumping up to answer Tammy's question and share your thoughts? Is
yes,
that right?
Yes. Exactly.
Ah, cool. Please do go ahead.
First of all, I got the foundation certificate maybe after 1 year of my experience back in the, like, 2013 or something. And I can tell that for me personally, it didn't get a lot of, like, let's say, knowledge and a lot of benefits, because in most cases the companies value not the certificates but your practical experience. If we are talking about automation, the companies value what you did, what you achieved at the current work and the previous companies. They value your ability to solve problems, to maybe to code or to write scripts, rather than just if you have some certificate or not. The only exception that I can I can recall is that some companies in Europe, especially in Germany, they may have a requirement, special requirements, that all of the testers, all of the applicants should have a ISTQB certificate, at least foundation level. In that case, if you want to just develop your skills, like generally not tied to a particular country, then I can say that foundation level would be a lot of benefits. But also you can just check the syllabus. And if the syllabus will bring you a lot of insights, then maybe you need to get it. In other case, there are a lot of other, not a certificate, but there are other courses, books, and things that you can learn. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, cool. Thanks for the advice.
Thanks so much for sharing that, Alexander. Really, really appreciate it and wonderful insight. Lee, I believe you put your hand up as well. So I brought you up on stage if you want to jump in on this one.
Yeah, afternoon or good morning or good evening, everyone, depending where you are in the world. And for those of you that know me, I can be quite radical in my thinking and my views of the world. And I must admit, maybe 10 years ago, I was very anti-ISTQB. I didn't think it added anything at all. However, I've now done a full 180 on that, and I now acknowledge and know that I think it depends on context of where you are in your testing career and where you want to go. So I think Alexandra made a great point about some countries insist on it. If you want to go into being working for a service provider like Wipro or IBM, I think they would expect you to have it because the customers that they serve would expect you to have it. I also think it can act as a, with you being 2.5-3 years on your journey, Tammy, I think it can almost act as validation for what you already know. And sometimes that's quite a nice thing to do, isn't it? To get some validation that the thinking that you have, the way you've been going about your testing is actually industry recognized. I would put a few caveats in there. Although I have done a 180 on ISTQB, and I think it adds value for some people in some situations. If you do go with ISTQB, go and do it, enjoy it. It's a multiple choice exam. But then think after that, think about cloud certifications, because me as a recruiting engineering manager, I look at certifications for QEs far beyond ISTQB. I'm looking for real hardcore certifications like the AWS Cloud Foundation course, as an example, because that is very much understanding the architecture that software is built on, which I think to be a good tester, QA, QE, you must be able to understand the architecture that the solutions are built on. I think it makes you a much stronger tester. So a mixed answer, Tammy. I don't know whether that's helped or not, but I think only you can answer the question as to whether you should go and do ISTQB. I think the cost in the UK, I think it's about £700. And if I was at your stage of my career, I would probably invest that in myself just to future-proof myself with interviews. And you don't always know where your career is going to go. So once you've got it, you've got it.
Okay, that does make sense. It was where I work at mentioned to also do the AWS. So I'll add that to my list. It was just, you know, briefly mentioned, but I will definitely think about that one as well. Thanks.
Great advice, Lee. As always, thank you for sharing. And Tammy, and to the rest of the audience as well, I'd recommend, we had a post recently from Cassandra H. Leung. Actually, it was 11 days ago, I can see here on my notes. And the question was, how agile can ISTQB really be? And there's a lot of good discussion in there with Cassandra, kind of leading the conversation, replying to people's replies. And Cassandra's done a brilliant job of having a good conversation with people about this topic, because as kind of Lee has already mentioned, it can be quite a hot topic and a sensitive topic, and folks can feel they have strong opinions about the world of certifications. So yeah, if that one's not on your radar, Tammy and everyone else who's listening, do go check it out. It's a really good discussion on the club. I'd also like to mention that Ministry of Testing are working on a software testing essentials certificate. It's all happening behind the scenes, but not just behind the scenes. We're actually building it with the community. We have some wonderful people building out the course with us. We are recording lots of lessons right now behind the scenes. Oh my goodness me. And I've got a sneak peek at the course syllabus, and it is epic. So I don't know what else I can share really, or what I'm allowed to share, but I'll just say, keep your eyes and ears out for that one. So it's going to be called the Software Testing Essentials Certificate. We're going to be launching it this year. I would recommend signing up to the newsletter, and you'll be the first to know when we do announce it and it goes live. For people to start, we're going to release it module by module, and you'll get access to the modules that are being released as and when they're released, and you'll get a heavily discounted price if you get in early. So definitely consider that one. It is very, very cool. And the people that are building it, wow, they really do know their stuff. So I'm so excited for what the community is going to bring and create with this certification. So watch this space. Thank you so much for joining us, Tammy and Lee. And yeah, Alexander, please do stick around up on stage. I'm going to bring Isren, because Isren has been waiting very patiently. And then Madhu, we'll bring you up on stage after that, if that's okay. So Isren, let's get you up on stage. Isren, good to see you again. How's your week in testing been? What's been happening?
Good afternoon, Simon. Good afternoon, everyone. Where's your wingman or your wing lady?
Oh, my AJ. Wing lady, AJ. Yeah, good question, actually. I did wonder. I didn't check in with AJ this morning. I know she's got lots going on at the moment. She's our Trends and Insights lead, and she's working with the community to build out more trends articles. So I think she's just having a super busy one today. But I didn't check in to say, should we co-host today? I just didn't get the chance. But it's cool. It's cool. But I will definitely let her know that you asked after her, Isren, because she'll be...
I appreciate the advice she gave to me last week. Last week I had an interview.
Yeah. Well, just to add to that, just before you jump in, because I'd love to hear how it went, Isren. Yeah, AJ's subject matter expertise is off the charts. She's such an experienced testing quality engineering professional. So the fact that she's now part of Ministry of Testing and she can contribute to This Week in Testing plus many, many other things that we do with Ministry of Testing in the community, we are in a very privileged position. So AJ is awesome. So I 100% agree with you, Isren, that her advice is incredible. So yeah. So how did the interview go? Are you okay to share how it went and what's happening?
The first stage went well. And Monday, I got an invite for the second stage. But the organizers made things difficult for me. It was a code challenge, you know. But some of the informations were not shared with me. They gave me a page of restrictions, laws that I must comply with. I must not move out from my screen. I must not, use any AI tool to enhance my code. And, it was based on Cypress. I was told to reinstall Cypress on the new VS Code. And I was given just 20 minutes to do all this. There was one question I asked that, at the initial stage of the interview, I would have loved to ask how much would be the take-home salary. But, at the end of the day, the stress did not add up to it. The only thing that I can say I benefited from the interview is, to brush up my skills on Cypress. That's just at the point where I was given some tight conditions to work with to do the code challenge. I just told them I'm not going to continue with this, and I had to end the process at that moment.
Well, good on you for doing that, Isren, and you kind of recognize that. And yeah, frustrating though. That sounds like they kind of made things overly complicated when they didn't need to. Particularly, if we think about what Vivek was sharing earlier on the call about if you can use AI to support you, then why not, right? And because you wouldn't not do that in the workplace unless you do have restrictions in a certain type of workplace about data, et cetera, et cetera. Seems like they missed an opportunity there, Isren. But like, good on you for stopping the process. But I appreciate, that's frustrating because it's kind of feels like a bit of a wasted opportunity for both parties.
It's nice.
Yeah. So what's the next plan then? Have you got anything else lined up or what's happening next?
I'll go over the process again and start, searching and applying. There was a screenshot I shared with you over the weekend. I don't know if you had the chance to go through it. It's kind of funny, the process, the life cycle of seeking for a job. Just take a look at it.
Oh, I will do. I'm sorry I missed that one earlier this week, but I will definitely check it out.
It's just funny. Funny how you see. It's, the normal process is you submit, you get an interview invite, you go for the interview, you get a confirmation. But these days, you submit, you go and prepare, you come back, you get rejection, you come back, you start all over again. So when I saw it, I just remember you and AJ. I said, okay, let me share it with you.
Oh, thanks for doing that. Sorry, I missed that message. I'll be sure to check it out after this session. But yeah, and also if you share it with the community
as
well.
LinkedIn.
Nice one. Thank you. I wonder if you want to jump on the club as well, Isvren, you're more than welcome to share that on the club. Find a category, and maybe it could start a conversation about, like, you know, you could ask a question like, what's your looking for a job journey like right now, and perhaps other folks can share as well, and you could use that image to start that conversation. Just an idea.
Yeah, thanks.
No, yeah. Well, thank you for joining us, and thanks for giving us an update. It's lovely that you came back and shared what happened. And yeah, we continue to support you as a community and help you find your next opportunity, and yeah, see what's out there, and let's see what we can help make possible for you over the coming weeks. So yeah, thanks for joining us on stage. I see Madhu, thanks so much for waiting patiently. Let's get you up on stage.
Hey, Seema.
Hey, how are you doing? Thanks for joining.
I'm doing great. Yeah, and thank you very much for creating such a platform. And hello, everybody. I'm from Nepal, and I don't know what time is there. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning to everybody. And this is my first time joining this session. And I really want to share one thing. It's been over 6 years I have been working as a software QA. And mostly I was working as a manual QA. So I wanted to share one experience, as Adrian has shared. Like, from the last 2 months, I was invited for a call, like interview call. And I had taken almost three automation testing and coding testing, one aptitude testing. And then there were around 4 round of interviews. There were 3 round of technical and 1 round of HR. And I was informed that I passed to the final round of interview, and I need to give them my schedule so that they can arrange one meeting with their ETL teams. So I waited for more than 15 days, and I had already replied to them regarding my schedule, but I haven't heard from them. So I just want to some suggestion that what should I do now. Like, they wasted my more than two months, they wasted my too much effort, and they kept me like ghosting all the time. So is this common for everybody, or is this like how we can handle such kind of situation? Because it's not fair for the candidate. Like, if the employer has their value of time, then of course candidate, the job seeker also has their value of time. So what can we do for our perspective? Can you just share your thought on this? Actually, it's very frustrating for me to handle all those things alone. So I really wanted to share this with community. Thank you for giving me a chance to share this.
And thank you for sharing, Madhu. And I'm so sorry you've had that experience. I mean, let's be honest, that's not good enough of that company to have treated you like that and ghosted you and have not got back to you in that 15 days, particularly, well, not even particularly, like, you've gone all the way through that process, and for them not to get back to you, completely share your frustration. That's really just not cool and not the thing that they should be doing. You asked the question, is this common? Unfortunately, it is. We see with the community that a number of people do post that this happens, and there's real frustration across the community when companies don't make the effort to get back to candidates as they go through the hiring process. As far as solutions, well, I would like to invite the audience, because my brain always gets a little bit stuck at this point. But what I will say before I get folks to jump on in and share their thoughts on the topic, I would say, Madhu, you're totally in the right place to be part of This Week in Testing. And I would encourage you to get involved in other things that Ministry of Testing and the community are up to. So maybe you could ask this question on the club. You could ask, say, you know, what do you do if you're ghosted during the job seeking and hiring process? Put it out there. We can amplify your question and get more thoughts from the community and give you some tips and advice on how you might deal with that. I'm going to make a note as well, Madhu, to connect you with a couple of really good recruiters that I know here and here in the UK. And they've usually got really good advice on how to deal with companies that are ghosting you. So I'm just going to make a little note here just to make sure after this session that I'll send you a message and then I'll share you a couple of details of some really good people that are hiring. Vivek, I hear you jumped on in. Yeah, please do go for it.
Yeah, so Madhu, let me ask you, are you actively working?
Actually, I was working as a freelancing, part-time, but I'm looking for a full-time job.
Okay, so please try to understand one thing, that in corporate, a job seeker also have a value of time. Same goes with the employer also. But there are certain criteria in which a job seeker is always dependent on the employer. Okay. So when a job seeker is always dependent on an employer, there can be various factors in the company or with the employers where the HRs are not proper, the human resource team is not properly aligned. They have a bad culture. They have different practices. So every company comes with a different style. Now, when you are applying in a company or a company is chasing you with respect to interviews or hiring process or whatever, you have to be very cool and calm with respect to your process. If they say round one is tomorrow, round three is day after tomorrow or whatsoever, you have to, in a very calm manner, you have to attend them and give your best. And then you have to wait for the results. That's it. That's what you can do. And overthinking on this issue that they have wasted your time and they have spoiled your time or whatever you are thinking, that is a kind of overthinking on which you are unnecessarily spending the time. So rather than thinking on these points, works on the skills which can benefit you in future. So that's what I would say.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for your words. Yeah, actually, it's always they schedule interview one after, in interval of 1 week. And also, I had passed all the tests. And so that's why they took me to the final. But after that, they never replied me back. And they were saying there was a message that the HR who was in charge of recruiting me, he just signed off from the company. So that's not the issue of my, that's not the issue for the candidate.
Madhu, here you need to understand, are you in connection with the company? No, you are an outsider, right? Can you do anything? You can't do anything. What you can do is, when the company is interacting with you, you can give the best. But what is happening inside the company, that you can't control, right? So the things you can't control, you don't have any power to control them. So don't think about them. Whatever is happening, you give your best. I give you an example. In India, many companies do many rounds. And after clearing all the rounds, when a person joins in the company, after a month, if they don't have a project or if their timeline or their effort finishes, they say to the employee, employee that your background verification is failed. Okay, but the employee background verification is legit. Everything is there. But they say the third party companies have conducted the background verification and it is failed. You have to go from the company. So they have to go. So there are different strategies. Don't think that if you're not got the chance to get inside a company, it is bad. Think if in this kind of company you would have entered and then something would have happened, then it is ultimate time waste. It is disaster. So it's good that you are stopped initially only, rather than going inside the huge mess. So it's good for you.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thanks for sharing.
Thank you, Simon.
Thanks for sharing, Vivek. Madhu, I see that Ashutosh and Amandine have got their hands up. So I'm going to bring a couple more people into this conversation because I've got a hunch that they have some thoughts to share on this. I think just to amplify, Madhu, like if you're feeling frustrated, that's cool, right? Not cool that you feel frustrated, but it's okay to feel frustrated with the process. I think, you know, it's quite hard for us to convince ourselves that indeed stuff is out of our control. I agree with you there, Vivek. Yeah, I don't think we should ever kind of alleviate our feelings of frustration if indeed we do feel frustrated. Let's bring up Ashutosh and get Ashutosh into the conversation.
Hey,
Ashutosh, welcome. Thanks for joining us. I wondered, did you have some thoughts to share with Madhu?
Yes, definitely. Before I jump into Madhu's topic, hey, Simon, very good afternoon. Loving your DP, loving your background in a LinkedIn also. I'm going to change this into similar on the weekend for sure. Totally loving it. Yes, yes. And two, three things I would, go ahead with Madhu is that when I had been applying in initial years of my changing jobs, I used to just get so much frustrated that once I went to this interview and we were discussing before the interview with my peers and those got selected and I did not, and I thought I would not go to this company ever again. So frustration is legit. But just think of this, Olympics are going on, so many super talented people don't get to, you know, stand at the podium. So the game must go on, apply 5 jobs simultaneously. One is not good enough, or they think it's the process is this or that. Please just apply 50 more. that would definitely come along. And the other thing I think, which is a very, very strong point, or something which is given every weekend by Simon, is the advice to put your thoughts or put your post at the club. So club is just a tab. When you go to ministryof.com, you sign in and you go to club. It's just one of the tabs, and it's like Quora, but for testers. So you ask questions, and so you are in Nepal. So let's say I was working for 8 years in India, and Vivek here has so many legit answers which he gave. So everybody in different parts of the world will chime in. And the next very legit thing is to do is bring up a community around your place or your state or your country if you don't have one. What will it happen? What will benefit out of it is you will get more localized experiences and how people have been, you know, dealing with such kind of situations. So this also means that someone can refer you, and that is a better chance for you to, you know, get more traction, even if an HR is leaving. So when I moved to a different country, I was onboarded by a different HR altogether. My process started by another HR and then eventually concluded by some other HR. And it took almost 2 months. After 2 months, they came and said, okay, this got a little derailed, but we would like to have another round. And then after that round, next week, they came up with the offer. So yes, times can change quickly. Just keep on trying, and best wishes. And bring some community around your place. Look for answers. Like we have the club, it's great.
Yeah, thank you very much. And definitely, I think like me, like-minded community is very essential for people like us. So of course, I'm gonna share this on my every social media, and definitely that will be working and helpful for every people like me. And yeah, of course, I'm going to do that. Thank you very much, Asutos.
Thank you, Ashutosh. And yeah, just to acknowledge Maddie, like, and for everyone else listening as well, that it really does take some effort to get involved in a community. And so I think particularly if your headspace is in like, oh, I've got to find my next job, got to find my next job. So I think it's cool that we can acknowledge that. Yeah, once we build a little bit of a habit around connecting with the community in all the different places and finding the place that works for you, whether it's on LinkedIn, whether it's on the club, whether it's some of the events that we host, whether it's on our Slack that we have for our professional members, people can find their place and they find their rhythm, find their cadence, their habit around being part of the community. But it does take effort. And I think it's okay that we acknowledge that. It does take time and effort. But folks who can kind of build that habit tend to build really good connections with people across the globe, and opportunities tend to reveal themselves more than they perhaps would if someone isn't connected to a community like this one.
And whenever I hear your voice, Simon, I feel like I should report something. So I heard that Ben Dovin is doing a workshop on going through technical interviews for testers. I think it's going to be huge and it's going to be lovely. I've heard him, he had workshops before or similar talks before. So many people looking for jobs, if you happen to, you know, be around and go ahead and do register for for the conference and do come for it. I think it's going to be lovely.
Absolutely, Ashutosh, and thank you for jumping in there. Yeah, Ben's yeah, he's kindly offered to we had a cancellation at the last minute, and Ben has kindly offered to run his technical interviews workshop at Test Bash. So definitely one to check out. I see Amandine has been waiting ever so patiently with their hand up. So Amandine, I'm going to bring you up on stage. We've got about 5 or so minutes before we wrap up today, but I really want us to help Madhu today. So let's bring you up on stage.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, Amandine, good to see you again. And yeah, welcome. How's your week in testing been?
Oh, nice. Always learning. Very, very good. You know, when you're learning, it's good process. We are not always, we don't always have the time to learn things. So I'm happy that I'm in this stage now. So Madhu, I wanted to share thoughts with you because I kind of agree with Vivek about the thing that we are not inside the process of the company. So we don't know exactly what is happening in the company. And also, I'm not sure if I got all the information you gave, and like I was wondering if you called them back, like since you gave your schedule, because it may sound a bit genuine, but sometimes like if we are waiting and we don't know where they are in the process, we can just call them, just, you know, genuinely, and just ask them, hey, hello, I'm in the process of getting hired with you, having interviews with you, and I have given you my schedule. I just want to check if you received it. Something like this, just to be sure, you know, to remind them, and also maybe it can show them that you're very engaged and that you want to work with them, and that could be also a very good thing for them.
Yeah, thank you for your reviews. Actually, what happened was like in the every 3 days, I was emailing, like following up with an email, and also mm-hmm. I had connected with them, one of the HR among them in LinkedIn, and I was trying to reach out them, but there were no any response. So that's why I got too much frustrated for during these things. Yeah,
I understand. Yes, of course. Then I kind of agree also with Vivek or some, like if they don't answer you, means not very good feedback, right? So maybe you don't really want to work there actually.
Yeah.
But I understand. Thanks. You were frustrated.
Yeah.
That's
thank you very much. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Hey, thanks for sharing, Amandine. Great advice there. And yeah, Maddie, let's hope either A, the company get back to you soon, B, as Amandine has suggested, you know, perhaps you take this as helpful feedback about the company and the culture, or C, there's another unexplained reason why you've been lost in the process and aren't getting some information back, and that you find a way forward with this one. But yeah, absolutely, please do stick with the community. We're here to support you, and that goes to everyone who's listening. You know, this community is about looking out for each other. It is all about learning. It is all about career growth, and helping us move the software testing, QA and quality engineering craft and space forward. You know, we need to continue to innovate. We need to continue to use our critical thinking and risk awareness to challenge current thinking and move things forward in a helpful direction, and also respect, you know, the core essential things that are happening in the world of testing and a career as a testing professional. So folks, we are coming to the end of today's episode of This Week in Testing. I just want to remind you about one more thing before we sign off today, and that is Ministry of Testing's continuous call for contributions. So we all have lots of things that we do during the day. We have lots of experiences, or maybe we're on the start of our journey, yet we still have experiences to share. And it's wonderful when folks put themselves in a position to share that with the community. So we have an open call for contributions. This means people can put themselves forward to write an article. They could do a short recorded talk. They could speak at a meetup. They could also get involved in many other ways, whether it's some of our online get-togethers that we set up. People can run their own talks online. We have Ask Me Anything sessions, panel discussions. We have all sorts of things available for people to do as part of the community. So if you are interested, if you're thinking, oh, you know what, I just want to share this thing with more people in the community, because A, it's going to help me consolidate my learning, and B, maybe someone in the community would value listening or hearing or reading this thing, then just go for it, right? So here at Ministry of Testing, we review all the contributions that come through every week. We try our best to get back to people as soon as we can, as they come through, and share thoughts and feedback and see if there's opportunity to co-create with you and the community. So all you need to do, if you do want to get involved, is head over to our continuous call for contributions page. So it's ministryoftesting.com/contribute. And there's some options there, some things that you can put yourself forward. You just fill out a title, a loose description of what your thing is about, and then hit submit, and then the rest happens after that. So yeah, do consider it, folks, and see how you get on with putting yourself forward to contribute. Okay, everybody, we're going to wrap up for today. Thank you so much for those of you who have joined us on stage today. Apologies, I did spot someone, but I didn't quite catch your name. There was someone with a hand up just at the end there, so sorry, I didn't quite. Oh, Zalani, sorry, we've run out of time, Zalani, to get you up on stage today. But very grateful for everyone who's joined us, for sharing their knowledge and experience and asking really good questions up on stage. And also for those of you listening today, very, very grateful for you spending your time with This Week in Testing. And no doubt there'll be some more. We've got one next week on the 16th of August. So please do come again and join us. And yeah, come up on stage next time around if you didn't get to do so this time. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we shall see you soon. Take care, folks. Bye for now.